10. Present status of Machaventa Melchizedek. During the years of Machaventa's incarnation, the Arantia Melchizedek receivers functioned as 11. When Machaventa considered that his mission as an emergency son was finished, he signalized this fact to his 11 associates, and they immediately made ready the technique whereby he was to be released from the flesh and safely restored to his original Melchizedek status. And on the third day after his disappearance from Salem, he appeared among his 11 fellows of the Arantia assignment and resumed his interrupted career as one of the planetary receivers of 606 of Satania. Machaventa terminated his bestowal as a creature of flesh and blood just as suddenly and unceremoniously as he had begun it. Neither his appearance nor departure were accompanied by any unusual announcement or demonstration. Neither resurrection roll call nor ending of planetary dispensation marked his appearance on Urantia. His was an emergency bestowal. But Machaventa did not end his sojourn in the flesh of human beings until he had been duly released by the Father Melchizedek, and had been informed that his emergency bestowal had received the approval of the chief executive of Nebadon, Gabriel of Salvington. Machaventa Melchizedek continued to take a great interest in the affairs of the descendants of those men who had believed in his teachings when he was in the flesh. But the progeny of Abraham, through Isaac, as intermarried with the Kenites, were the only line which long continued to nourish any clear concept of the Salem teachings. This same Melchizedek continued to collaborate throughout the 19 succeeding centuries with the many prophets and seers, thus endeavoring to keep alive the truths of Salem until the fullness of the time for Michael's appearance on Earth. Machaventa continued as a planetary receiver up to the times of the triumph of Michael on Urantia. Subsequently, he was attached to the Urantia service on Jerusalem as one of the 24 directors, only just recently having been elevated to the position of personal ambassador on Jerusalem of the Creator's Son, bearing the title Vicegerent Planetary Prince of Urantia. It is our belief that, as long as Urantia remains an inhabited planet, Machaventa Melchizedek will not be fully returned to the duties of his order of sonship, but will remain, speaking in the terms of time, forever a planetary minister representing Christ Michael. As his was an emergency bestowal on Urantia, it does not appear from the records what Machaventa's future may be. It may develop that the Melchizedek Corps of Nebadon have sustained the permanent loss of one of their number. Recent rulings handed down from the Most Highs of Edentia, and later confirmed by the Ancients of Days of Uversa, strongly suggest that this bestowal Melchizedek is destined to take the place of the fallen planetary prince Caligastia. If our conjectures in this respect are correct, it is altogether possible that Machaventa Melchizedek may again appear in person on Urantia, and in some modified manner resume the role of the dethroned planetary prince, or else appear on Earth to function as vicegerent planetary prince representing Christ Michael, who now actually holds the title of planetary prince of Urantia. While it is far from clear to us as to what Machaventa's destiny may be, nevertheless, events which have so recently taken place strongly suggest that the foregoing conjectures are probably not far from the truth. We well understand how, by his triumph on Urantia, Michael became the successor of both Caligastia and Adam, how he became the planetary prince of peace and the second Adam. And now we behold the conferring upon this Melchizedek of the title vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia. Will he also be constituted vicegerent material son of Urantia? Or is there a possibility that an unexpected and unprecedented event is to take place, the sometime return to the planet of Adam and Eve, or certain of their progeny, as representatives of Michael, with the titles vicegerents of the second Adam of Urantia? And all these speculations associated with the certainty of future appearances of both magisterial and Trinity teacher sons, in conjunction with the explicit promise of the Creator Son to return sometime, make Urantia a planet of future uncertainty, and render it one of the most interesting and intriguing spheres in all the universe of Nebadon. It is altogether possible that, in some future age when Urantia is approaching the era of light and life, after the affairs of the Lucifer Rebellion and the Caligastia Secession have been finally adjudicated, We may witness the presence on Urantia simultaneously of Machaventa, Adam, Eve, and Christ Michael, as well as either a magisterial son or even Trinity teacher sons. It has long been the opinion of our order that Machaventa's presence on the Jerusalem Corps of Urantia Directors, the 24 counselors, is sufficient evidence to warrant the belief that he is destined to follow the mortals of Urantia on through the universe scheme of progression and ascension, even to the Paradise Corps of the Finality. We know that Adam and Eve are thus destined to accompany their earth fellows on the Paradise adventure when Urantia has become settled in light and life. Less than 1,000 years ago, this same Machaventa Melchizedek, the one-time Sage of Salem, was invisibly present on Urantia for a period of 100 years, acting as resident governor-general of the planet. And if the present system of directing planetary affairs should continue, he will be due to return in the same capacity in a little over 1,000 years. This is the story of Machaventa Melchizedek, one of the most unique of all characters ever to become connected with the history of Urantia, and a personality who may be destined to play an important role in the future experience of your irregular and unusual world. Presented by a Melchizedek of Nebadon.